Welcome back to the ball. It's still the big Christmas command performance with lots of goodies lined up and waiting for you. And that includes Brother Andy Russell, Brother yours truly, High Averback, and Gloria, Brother DeHaven. Say, Gloria, anything wrong? You look kind of worried.
Well, a whack captain sent us one Christmas request. I'm afraid we just can't fill.
Must be a tough one. What did she ask us Santa Clauses to send her?
A perfect man.
Well, you can't send me overseas.
Well, really, Hollywood femininity would go insane with desire. No, it's true.
Hi, you said you'd help me find a perfect man.
Well, I tried. I tried hard. I spent 3 hours in the powder room of the Plaza Hotel.
Oh, hi. The powder room is for women only. You were wasting your time in there.
I was?
Yes.
Look, Andy, old boy, you have your philosophy and I'll have mine.
Oh, gee, but how are we going to find the perfect man?
Oh, hello.
Why, say. Look, there's an old friend of ours. He's an Armed Forces Radio Institution.
Who's that?
I'm a Private Sam Sack.
Why, of course. Merry Christmas, Sack.
Happy New Year!
How was that, Sack? What did you say?
Huh? Oh, I said a happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's fine, Sack. Say, what brings you here?
Oh, I came to render the season's degree. I came to lecture on sociology. I saw the dame.
Oh, Sack, is that all you enjoy in life, chasing women? Isn't there anything you enjoy more than chasing women?
Well, sure, I like a bit of both. I like literature, physics and astronomy. I like catching them.
Well, Sack, we're too busy to talk to you now. We're looking for the perfect man.
Oh, well, I'm the perfect man. Look, I got a big chair. I wear a falsie.
Now, look, Satsack, why do you have such a low IQ?
Oh, I can't help it. My suspenders are loose.
Well, I don't think you're the perfect man, Sack, but a girl will have to be the judge. And here's our judge, Miss Gloria DeHaven.
Hi,
Sack. Wow. Hey, she's wonderful. She's a sensation in the air. She's really a she.
I'm the judge.
The judge. Oh, but I thought a judge was a dignified old man with a long beard. She's a good girl with lay. boy, what a pair of gavels.
Just call me Gavels Gertie. What's new, Sad Sack?
Oh, I've had a wild time. I played Santa Claus for a bunch of tough kids. See, I wore a red suit with a big pillow in the pants.
Now, there's an original idea, a pillow in the pants.
And then a big kid hit me in the stomach.
What did you do?
Do? Well, I hit him in the... I snowed on him for 10 minutes.
Wonderful. Just wonderful. But now, Sad Sack, if we're going to consider you for the perfect man, I'll have to take your measurements. Do you mind? I can see you don't. No, I haven't got a tape measure, so I'll have to put my arms around you to measure your chest.
Yeah, now, take it easy now. I'm tickled a little here to there. I'm kind of sensitive here. Go as far as you like. I can take it.
All right, Goy, all right. Let's have his chest measurement.
Okay. Chest normal, 32. Now inhale. Chest expanded, 31.
All right, and now try the kiss test.
Kiss test?
Yes, come here, you cute thing.
Oh no. If Father said never to kiss a stranger. My father told me not to kiss. Father said to the... hey, go ahead, who's trying to kiss my father?
All right, now, you little honey love. Now, take me in your arms. So, now, hold me close. Very, very close.
You stay here. I'll be right back.
Well, where are you going? Aren't you going to kiss me?
Sure. But first, I'm going to turn in my good conduct medal.
Great, really great. Thanks a million, Mel Blanc.
Oh, Andy.
Yes, Gloria.
Something tells me the listeners really know their stuff. You know, from all over the world, they've been writing in asking for a number you recorded some time ago. It's still at the top, and it's going to stay there for a long time to come. Andy, we can't think of a finer gift for the gang than a Russell reading of the Capitol Classic without you.
Run for your earmuffs, fellas. Here it comes.
I'm so lonely and blue when I'm without you. I don't know what I'd do, sweetheart, without you. The joy and tears that love endears would have no meaning if I didn't have you to keep me dreaming. At the close of each day, when I'm without you, and my heart kneels to pray, I pray about you. You take a star and lead it far away from heaven, and the star will be lost as I'm lost without you. Todas mis cosas, cosas del corazón, que son preciosas. Dame tus manos, ven, toma las mías, que te voy a confiar las ansias mías. Son tres palabras, solamente mis angustias. Y esas palabras son como me
sweet, Andy. That was really something.
Thank you, but let's get on to opening more presents, huh?
That's a ginger peachy idea. And look, here's a bundle for all of us. But the tag says specially for the listeners who are really having a white Christmas up in Sitka, Nome, and Point North. It's the boy you've loved on many a command performance. His record album is under lots of trees this Christmas. Let's welcome the lad with the magic harp, Robert Maxwell.
Robert Maxwell plays the music of George Gershwin. No Christmas party can be complete without a good old-fashioned Christmas story. And I think we'll find one if we tear open the wrappings on this glittering package here. And look in on Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, here we are again, Charlie.
Yes, so what?
I must say that I'm a little shocked at your attitude.
Why?
Why, at this season of the year, everybody's happy.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's on their best behavior because it's close to Christmas.
Yeah, sure, sure. I was on my best behavior last year. What did I get? Nothing. I was so good. I was... Oh, you fire buzzard, you.
Now, Charlie.
Snapping those flashlights.
Well, now, now, you apologize to that man.
I'm not through bawling him out yet.
All right.
I'm very sorry, sir.
You know.
Take another one, will you?
Now, where was I?
You were laying an egg right there. Yeah.
Well, if I remember correctly, Charlie, Santa Claus put something in your stocking last year.
Well, he didn't stretch them out of shape, I'll say that. He didn't need a reindeer to deliver them. But I got he could have slipped under the door.
Oh.
A swallow could have dropped it off on the way to Capistrano.
Yeah. Well, perhaps you're expecting too much.
Well, all I asked for was a motorcycle, a speedboat, and a rifle. What did I get? Stockings, woolen underwear... and a due bill for some dental work. You know what I think, Bergen?
What?
You mailed the Christmas list. You didn't mail that. You mailed the laundry list.
Is that? Well, I investigated that, Charlie, and I found out.
Yeah?
Santa Claus was afraid to come down our narrow chimney.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Claustrophobia.
Yes. You've heard of Santa claustrophobia, haven't you?
What are you griping about? I gotta live with him.
All right.
Bergen, you laid it, you lie in it.
All right.
Isn't it enough that I hate you? Do I have to be ashamed of you beside?
All right. Well, I have a sneaking suspicion that you're going to get some pretty nice presents this year. That is, providing.
I knew there was a catch in it.
Providing you've memorized your piece the night before Christmas.
Yes.
Then, of course, I know you have. And so I'm going to introduce you to this audience.
Uh-huh.
Now, ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, you want over there, too, huh?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear the famous classic, The Night Before Christmas, by Clement Clark Moore.
I bet he wouldn't have written it if he had to memorize it.
Yes. Now, go ahead.
Yes. I could recite better than Emily if I had the book in front of me.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. No.
Listen, my children, you shall hear the midnight ride of Santa Revere.
No.
I got off to a bad start.
Yes.
Under the studying Christmas tree, village Santa stands.
No.
Did he go?
Yeah. Perhaps I better start you off. It was the night before Christmas and all through the house.
Gad, Bergen, you took the words out of my mouth. I'm glad to get rid of them.
Yeah. Now, what's the next line?
Christmas for the house. Christmas me all through the house. What's the next line?
No. Not a creature was stirring, not even
a louse.
No. The stockings were hung where?
Not a nail?
No, no, no. By the chimney with care, in hopes
the laundry man soon would be there.
In hopes that Saint who?
Saint Vitus.
No.
Saint Bernard.
No.
Saint Paul.
No.
Minneapolis.
No.
I'm on the wrong track.
Yeah. You don't know.
No. I hate myself for not knowing. Just hate myself.
In hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Semicolon.
That's fine. The children were nestled all snug in their bed.
Shoot if you must this old gray head.
No, no. Surely you know the part about Santa Claus as he rides through the skies?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He flies through the air with the greatest of ease. The jolly fat man in a red DVD.
Line is, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter.
What'd you do?
I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Oh, yeah. I tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
What are the reindeer's names?
Oh, let's see. Oh, the reindeers. Yeah. Oh, darn it, what is it?
Dancer and Prancer.
And Dandruff and Blintzes.
No, no.
Donner and Lightning.
No, no, no. Donner.
Oh, yeah. Donner and Michi.
No, no.
I didn't know he made the team.
Now, wait. Yeah. And then, on Dancer, on Prancer.
And what do you know? Prancer came in, paid 22 to show.
No.
The end. Give me the present.
No, no. Charlie, I don't believe you know the poem at all. I don't believe you've studied it, have you?
No, sir, I haven't.
Well, as much as you were honest about it, I'm going to give you this lovely present anyway.
Oh, thank you. Bless you, bless you. What is it?
Well, it's a beautifully illustrated copy of the famous poem, The Night Before Christmas.
Yeah. Is that a present? Is that what I get?
That's what you get.
Bergen, this is Christmas, not April Fool.
All right.
Yes, we're having fun. I wonder how Bob Hope is doing at his big Christmas party. Let's peek in on his house this merry day. Oh, it's a triumphant moment for Bob. All his friends are there to help him celebrate. Everyone who loves him is at his house today. Let's look in on this scene of gaiety.
For I'm a jolly good fellow. For I'm a jolly good fellow. For I'm a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
'Cause no one's there.
You can't sing either, huh?
Well, 11:30, looks like no one's coming. I'm sure they could find the house unless my neon sign went out. The one that says guided tours through the home of the world's number one comedian. Men a dollar, children 50 cents. Women, I'm sure we can come to terms. Gee, what a letdown. Oh, well, I'll stretch out on the couch for a few minutes and take it easy. Boy, this is comfortable. Hetty, please. Don't, Hetty, not in public. Hetty, stop. It's not nice to bite your nail.
Gee, look, on the couch.
Yes, Bob, fast asleep.
Aw, isn't he cute all curled up? Curled up is right.
Do you think he'd get his nose straightened out?
And I gotta be sleeping.
So that's what Bob looks like when he's asleep.
Yeah, ghastly, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. He's kind of nice looking. Look at that square chin. And look at those square shoulders.
Yeah, he's one of the biggest squares I ever seen.
I think he's snoring. Oh, look, he's awake.
Well, so you got here after all, huh?
Why, sure, Bob. You didn't think we'd desert you on Christmas Eve, did you?
No, sir. We simply had to come here tonight because our widow dream man is here.
Well, now you're talking.
And we all want to give our dream man a kiss.
This gets better and better. Keep moving.
And we just want to love him to death.
One at a time, girls.
Say, we're not going to wait another minute. We're going to start kissing right now.
Yeah, not so fast. Well, gang, we have another wonderful package waiting under the Christmas tree. And what a package. Believe it or not, much of our mail asks for genuinely fine music. Well, for a super special treat, we raided the Metropolitan and got away with a man who's considered the very best. We're honored indeed to present Lawrence Melchior.
Shall see.